Happy Thanksgiving. Andrew Mason, former Bronco Casey Jones, here at the Big Glass Tech Board for this week's edition of Game Reflections. Looking back at a couple of plays from the Bengals game. Going to start out on offense. Broncos' first touchdown of the game. C.J. Anderson's three-yard run coming from out of third and goal from the three. Nice little run on the inside. Gets Powers in there. And Casey, what did you see on this play?
Broncos come into a goal line situation with 11 personnel, one tight end, one running back. Then they motion C.J. Anderson into the formation with the handoff. That matches him up with a strong safety, and it's just a one-on-one matchup that the Broncos expect him to win.
Yeah, it's interesting also. They bring him into the backfield like that, and the previous series, of course, they had third and three from the four, similar situation, but they emptied the backfield, and that, of course, was the interception that Dre Kirkpatrick took almost all the way up the field for a play that set up a Cincinnati touchdown. This time, see the Broncos bring Anderson into the backfield, motion him in, and they get the score.
Also of note is they bring in five defensive backs, but they also bring in three defensive ends and a linebacker for their four-down linemen. This gives the obvious advantage to Bowles and Garcia on a smaller defensive end playing a three technique, 600 pounds versus 260 pounds, 600 pounds wins.
That's good math right there. On to the defensive side. Third quarter, a big game for Domantas Peko and Derek Wolfe on the inside. Just one example how they were able to neutralize Joe Mixon right here, a stop for a two-yard loss right out to start the second half.
Peko obviously playing inspired football against his old teammates, against the Cincinnati Bengals, but this shows you how fast things happen on the defensive line. These guys are slanting to the strength of the formation, but they're playing with violence and playing with lower pad level, pushing the Cincinnati Bengals guards back into the backfield. The running back, Myron Mixon, has absolutely no chance of getting any type of yardage. These guys are not only tackling the running back, but also forcing those guards back into the backfield.
And a big game for them on the inside. Good game for Adam Gotsis up front as well. Joe Mixon had 20 carries. None of them went for first downs on Sunday. Plays like this are a big reason why that happened.
Only 59 yards rushing total for Cincinnati Bengals. Wolf and Peko were big reasons for that.
Yeah, good game for the run defense. Good game for the running game on offense. Unfortunately for the Broncos, not the overall result they wanted, but some positives there, stopping the run and working the run game. For Casey Jones, I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next week.